All right, we've got two more speakers here on your schedule show that we are only 10 minutes behind schedule, which is pretty good. If you probably noticed in the past, there has been times we had to turn the clock back to stay on schedule. We're not going to have to do that today. We're very excited about having Jamie Kelso come here for the first time. We hope he's enjoying himself in the beautiful Ozarks here. Great. Now, I understand that his family originally was from the Ozarks. And so he's coming, kind of, sort of coming back home, I guess. Jamie Kelso, if you've been listening to the radio, internet radio, he is the owner of whitenewsnow.com. That's a forum on the internet. And also, he's the host of Voice of Reason Radio Network. He's on Monday through Friday, executive assistant to the Third Position Party, organized there in California. And he is a co-sponsor of the European American Heritage Festival in Pulaski, Tennessee. The Voice of Reason Radio Network is co-sponsor of that. And to get the idea of how much time this guy puts in this movement, his email is 24/7 and dot some other stuff. So he's always on the internet, he says, 24 hours a day, because that's what he does. He does this internet radio, internet forum. So he's on the internet constantly all the time. And we have met Jamie a number of years ago, and I called him up about 6 weeks ago and said, Jamie, will you come out to our Faith and Freedom Conference? And he says, if you can talk me into it. And I said, will you come out? He said, you just did. It was very easy to talk him into it. And so he says he's honored to be here, but I am extremely honored to have Jamie Kelso here today at the Faith and Freedom Conference. Yeah. Jamie Kelso.
Thank you very much, Pastor Rob. I am indeed very honored to be here. This is very special. This is my first day in Arkansas.
Wow.
And although my mother was born in Missouri, what was I thinking? Why haven't I been down here? And there's a little town in the Boot Hill called Kelso, Missouri.
Wow.
Which is my family. And this is a homecoming. I should have been here long ago, and indeed it's an honor. And the most special thing, of course, is not being in Arkansas, it's being with you. I just had a couple things. This is what an inspiring event. It's funny how things work together. There's a theme that the speakers so far have shared, which is that there's no reason to despair.
Amen.
We have every reason to believe that our cause will prevail.
Yes, sir.
And you, sir, I'm going to quote you. We have no reason for anxiety. Steve said that, and he was right. Rachel Pendergraft talked about the 7-month siege, but you just saw a movie, Zulu, mm-hmm. in which the men there. Those incredible soldiers.
Yes.
That was so inspiring.
Hallelujah.
Fighting for their people.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were singing a song called Men of Harlech. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men of Harlech. And that song, Men of Harlech, is about the fight of Welshmen mm-hmm. in a 7-year siege mm-hmm. in which they prevailed. And you saw other things. I was very privileged a moment ago to hold the St. Andrew's Cross flag. And you remember you heard Mel Gibson,
yes.
who lives very near where I live right now. And I hope to meet Mel Gibson. And I think Mel Gibson is on our program.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's got his own deep game going.
Yeah.
If you watch his movies, if you watch Braveheart,
yes.
if you watch The Patriot,
yes.
If you watch Apocalypto,
yes.
If you watch The Passion of the Christ,
amen.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's, he's got a program going.
Yes, sir.
In that movie, Braveheart, he addressed us, his people, as yes. sons of Scotland.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And you can feel that electricity go through you.
Amen.
as he rode back and forth in that movie.
Yes.
And the another movie you saw in this presentation put together by Pastor Rob, The Alamo. We're close to the Alamo down there in San Antonio right now. I've been there one time on my last cross-country drive, and I was so affected. I'd never seen the Alamo before. How many have seen the Alamo? Wow, yeah. Well, you'll remember that in front of that little incompleted mission there, which at the time didn't even have a roof, there's a barracks to the side off to the left. It's called the Long Barracks. And in the wall are the bullet holes with the bullets still in them from the Mexicans who were firing on our men who chose to die for our people. Yes. And I'm just going to I just wanted to mention that the and also Jason, his point number 5 was dream big, which is also saying the same thing. And point number 6 was repel negativity. And here's what I'd like to say. Here's my little contribution on that. Speaking of positive, this is my little way of summarizing why I think we have every reason to believe that we will win. And I'm making a little list here while I was listening here. You saw me taking notes. Here are the things. I would call this, what was my title here? Our advantages, or what a bummer it is to be an anti-white. Okay. Now, what do we have on our side? What do we have on our side?
God. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to end this list with God, the big guy.
Yes.
The big guy's on our team, and we're on his team. Okay, now that's enough right there.
That's right.
But look at all the other stuff we've got going for us. We have, here's what's wrong, here's what's such a bummer about being an anti-white. You have no justice. We have justice.
Amen.
You have no morality.
Amen.
We have morality.
Amen.
We have Mother Nature. Everything. They have nothing. They're working against nature.
Yes.
Everything they do is unnatural.
Yes.
They have no truth.
Amen.
We have the truth on our side.
Amen.
Logic.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Reason.
Yes.
Energy.
Yes.
Who's motivated? Do they have energy like this?
No.
No.
Bunch of pothead, drunked up freaks.
Yeah.
They have no inspiration. They have no divine spark.
No.
Amen, that's right.
You'll never feel a divine spark in a meeting of anti-whites.
Amen.
They have no pretty ladies. Not the really pretty ones that we have. They're cut off from beauty. They're cut off from beauty. They don't have a good group. They don't have camaraderie. These are all things we have.
Yes.
We have the only true friendship.
Amen.
Yes.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. We're smart.
Amen.
They don't have the wonderful mothers.
No, they don't.
What are they doing to their children?
Amen.
You know, the only wonderful mothers are ours.
Yes.
And fathers.
Hallelujah.
They live in a world of chaos. We live in a world of divine order.
Amen.
And now for Pastor Rob, I'm going to put on my clock glasses.
Okay.
I see it. Okay. But I don't know where I started. Pastor Rob, tell me when I hit 20. And they have no heroes. We talked about Rourke's Drift, the movie Zulu. We talked about Mel Gibson, Braveheart, William Wallace. There's another hero who flew right over where we're sitting. In 1927. And this is a hero who believed the things that all of you believe.
Yes.
This is a letter delivered in his airplane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
This letter traveled in the airplane of this hero.
Hallelujah.
Charles A. Lindbergh.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. you can look at this. After I talk, you're welcome to look at this. This is really traveled in Lindbergh's plane. And he flew right over us. Let me find the day here. I was looking this up. You're right, Pastor Rob. I'm on the internet all the time. While the meeting was going on September 30th, 1927, Charles A. Lindbergh flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow. All right.
On October 1st, he flew from Tulsa to Muskogee.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
That same day, he flew right over us, October 1st, 1927, from Muskogee to Little Rock.
Yeah.
So I can feel it now.
Amen.
And here's my last little thing here. This is my little show and tell. A piece of wood. A piece of wood. And just touching on this theme that we are the ones with heroes.
Yes.
We have George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, Davy Crockett,
Amen.
And Jim Bowie that you saw in the movie there. His last two shots, you know.
Yeah.
This piece of wood is from a tree in Little Falls, Minnesota, that Charles Lindbergh climbed as a boy. I wouldn't pull this off of that tree, but while I was standing there looking at that tree, it fell off on the ground. So, this is from that tree, and I carry this with me everywhere I go, because Lindbergh believed in our race.
Yes.
He believed in our people, and so it's just an honor to be here.